Hey there, this is Janet Roper, and you are listening to Talk to the Animals, Talk on the Town. And at Talk to the Animals, we believe that all creatures do better when all creatures do better. And one way that we can help with creatures doing better is through animal communication, at least in my experience and in my opinion. For instance, my dog Max, he's a 4-year-old black lab mix, and he loves to bark. He's been that way since day one. And Max will go out in the backyard, and you can tell that he has so much joy in his barking. Now, this barking is bringing him a lot of joy, not necessarily to me or to my neighbors. But what Max has said is that when he is barking like that, joyfully barking, he considers it singing, and he does not understand why we humans don't enjoy his barking or his singing as much as he does. Now, the other night, we were all settled around for the night, and Max was sleeping on the couch, and all of a sudden, he woke up, and he went into this chorus of barking. I hadn't heard anything. I didn't know what was going on. And Max told me that he had heard something outside, and it was very important to him that he be able to protect his family through his barking. I was very moved by that. It gave his barking another dimension. It also brought me closer to my dog, Max, and it brought us into a deeper relationship. So people, whenever you're experiencing with your animals something that is going on, maybe a behavior, check in with them. See what's going on. See why they are doing this. They might be trying to protect you. They might be trying to get in closer relationship with you. Remember, you too can talk to the animals. This is Janet Roper with Talk to the Animals Radio.